Training.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. If you've just joined us, we're live from the Cranbourne Training Complex out here where we've been watching an important set of trials as far as Spring Carnival contenders with Matty Stewart here. And Matty, just a quick recap of what we've seen so far this morning. Interpretation was a big push from Deck yesterday. Finished third in the first trial. Kieran Maher's stablemate, Herman Hess, won that one very easily. Django Freeman ran really well behind Nonconformist, who we just spoke to Graham Begg. Now trained by Michael Shepherdson in the second trial. Nonconformist looked very good. Zuzarella looked sensational in the third heat. In the fourth heat, Forgot You chased home Passive Aggressive, who was looking absolutely outstanding. And then if we go a little later into the program this morning, we could see Bella Nipotina was also outstanding. Star Patrol chased her home. She goes around at Caulfield on Saturday. And then we saw in trial six, Generation, who lived up to the hype that Kieran Maher gave at trial very well indeed. Away Game was also nice in that jump out as well. As we get deeper, it's more the young horses that are now starting to strut their stuff, not those that we have seen in previous campaigns. Speaking of superstars, we've got two of Cranbourne's greats that have joined us now, Matty Stewart and Stables, both in form as well. I speak of Julius Sandu and also Cindy Alderson. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Michael.
The great man and the great woman.
And Matty Stewart.
Julius, how are you handling being dubbed the great man?
I'm not handling it at all. You are the one who keep throwing that out for one reason or the other. I'm quite happy to be low-key, flying under the radar. Cindy can have the spotlight.
Well, Cindy's an institution. Cindy should be an institution.
Oh, yeah.
Cindy is a local institution. Cindy, what's it like working with Julius? He's a relative newcomer to your domain.
I'm a slow burn. I take a little while to warm up, but I've accepted Julius now, and the pony's hasn't quite accepted him, but that's fine.
Ponies are usually good judges too, Julius.
Oh, that's a worry, isn't it?
They're usually like golden retrievers. They know.
They start walking backwards, you know you're in trouble.
It's not because you've fleeced everyone here on the pool table, have you, Julius? Well, that cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, it has. And now nobody knows me for anything else other than Maddie's words of
Minnesota.
Hustler.
Minnesota.
That's what I get called.
I know, and it's a bad term to give someone around a racetrack because they just don't trust you, so I'm sorry about that.
No. It's stuck, Matty, a bit late for that.
Would you like to have Verin Scover in your stable? What a man.
No comment.
Oh.
No, does that mean you don't like
him? I might get one from Cindy if I even say, talk about that possibility. So no, it's a lovely horse and couldn't have been more impressive the other day at Flemington. Super run and I'm sure bigger things in store, Cindy.
It was a great scenario, Cindy, the way it played out for Verin Scover, wasn't it? Because drawing in looked a bit, but then Zara just amazingly just sort of popped into the right spot. It could have been a bad watch, but it was an easy watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it was obviously a concern, and the rail being out so far, and oftentimes you can see races down the straight where they all sort of huddle together in the middle of the track. And I must admit, I was a bit amazed when they split in two and there was a gap, but Mark sort of said the same thing. He said, looked up and he said, I couldn't believe it. There's this big gap. He said, so I thought I might as well go there.
Post-race, I loved your interview, how Michael Walker had rung you up from the hospital bed and said, this is what needs to be done. And we're all thinking of Cuz at the moment. Have you spoken to him recently? How's he doing?
Yeah, look, he normally gives me a phone call once a day. As I said, I don't know. I was more shocked when the phone rang at 5 o'clock in the morning, obviously, when he'd only just come out of his induced coma. But obviously, it's he's had a significant head trauma, but hopefully it's all on the mend, and you just have to wait for those things to recover, don't you?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You're flying at the moment. Must be very happy with the team that you've put together at the moment.
Yeah, look, we downsized a little bit and there's a few more to go. More hands-on. Michael's actually been instrumental when he was around because his feedback post-work is extremely good. He's a massive asset to any stable to have. And also the people that have worked with me, you know, they've been with me a long time. And full credit to them, they've really lifted. And I actually had a week off with COVID and Michael came in and ran the stable for me. The staff really responded well, and it was really good to see everyone get behind you, because it's hard when you're a bit smaller if you don't have the resources and the manpower. You need to have people working with you, and Julius has got the same sort of... We share a few staff members. Jamie Keenan rides for him and for me, and saw her at the races on Saturday for him. So it's really good to have the opportunity to have good people supporting you.
You are both similar in a way, and similar sized stables coming into the spring. You've got Verenskova and maybe one or two others, and you've got Lofty Strike, Julius. You kind of pinch hitters coming into the spring because it does get tougher, doesn't it? But what's the latest with, obviously, there was controversy with Lofty Strike before the Blue Diamond and was taken out by the Racing Victoria stewards. There was a specific veterinary rule for Group 1 races, and you kind of got caught up in that. What is it just, you're just sort of pressing on and then wait and see what happens when you have to present to the vets?
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is, Matty. We've put that to bed. That's history now. There's no point talking about that. I think our scenario now is to look after him and get him in the best shape as I possibly can, and that's the journey we are on at the minute. There's a few boxes, obviously, that need to be ticked in terms of him getting cleared to run again, and we're going through that process for the minute.
Yep.
But that's a process that'll it'll run its course. My focus is obviously on the horse itself, and he's in great shape at the minute. Very happy with the way he is after he's had his break and come back, and he's doing all the right things back home. He's a very sensible animal, which obviously helps. So we'll go on that journey, and when the opportunity presents to get him back to the races, we'll take that, and hopefully he's fit and well and as good as he was before he went out.
Is part of that process, Julius, that they are building up a bit of a catalogue of his action and his gait? I know that was part of the issue leading into the Blue Diamond, that you said that this has always been the way he has trotted up. So are they coming out and taking, I suppose, video evidence quite a bit in this process?
Yeah, well, so the first steps to that, obviously, as per the written embargo, if I could use that term, was to be able to tick off a few boxes in terms of scans and x-rays and that kind of stuff, which we've done. The next step of that was obviously to engage back with Grace and her team and give her the update on where the horse is, which is a process we're going through now. And then from there, it will be the next step in terms of what needs to be done in terms of looking at the horse and all the rest of it, and whether that's once, twice, three times, five times, not sure. We'll just go through that journey with them when we get there, and then we'll see how it pans out.
If he jumps through the hoops, gets there, Coolmore? Probably,
that's the target. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we'd have to target something leading into it, but, you know, the grand final's probably that.
Cindy Verenskova, is she almost presenting herself beyond what you may have thought? Are you genuinely looking at spring options now for Verenskova, particularly up the straight?
I've always felt she's had good natural ability, but she's been plagued with some soundness issues, which is not unusual coming from Kavinsky, and just was thankful that she had a really good recovery from her knee surgery, and obviously going in a straight line, she's a big filly, she doesn't have to get around corners, so we'll lift the bar up, but it's a little bit hard to get there from this last run. There's not many races left for her now. So
it'd be nice if there's a $2 million mares race up the straight.
Oh, that would be nice. Can you organise one of those? Maybe if you speak to your...
Don't.
You've almost used the friend. Is there anything, as you said, you're working on a bit of a smaller scale at the moment. You've trimmed the team to have those that are city class or winners in the stable.
Well, we're still working on that. Yeah. Not all city class.
Is there a little rough diamond that you're really excited about coming through?
I actually got a really nice Highland Realm filly that hasn't raced yet, and she's given me a good feel. So I'm hopeful that she'll measure up, and it was rather exciting. Looks like I've purchased a horse from New Zealand, which probably won't be ready this preparation, but he's trialled up well in New Zealand, so there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
The great jump out observer, Wine Shop Dave, has said Cindy's got a very nice one in, I can't remember when he said, the next day or so. Have you got a nice debutante running in the next couple of days? Or a nice one that's coming out of the jump outs? No? He's listening. He's going to.
You've got Queen Adele in tomorrow.
It's not Queen Adele.
What is it?
It's not Queen Adele.
No, it's not the one we're tipping.
It's not Queen Adele. The one that just trialled then trialled well.
Right, okay.
It hasn't even been entered yet.
What's its name?
Stormbolt.
Okay.
Yeah, it trialled really well. That's only its second ever trial, so I was pretty impressed with it. And I would suggest maybe it is Miss Moonshine. I'm not sure.
I'm texting him.
All right.
Tell Wine Shop Dave we require further information.
He will pay you in the usual currency for tips.
Julius, you had
Stormbolt. It must have jumped out previously as well before
yes,
today.
It did.
Yeah.
So that just went around when we were talking about previous trial number seven. So, and that was a pretty nice trial. There's some promising horses in that.
Yeah, I was surprised at how well he went. Like I said, he's he's been just watching one trial on this as well. It's trialling nicely. So
Missy Longport.
Missy Longport, she's going really well. I'm pretty happy.
She's just run third in that.
Yeah, she's not been one to show herself to be able to handle wet tracks in the past and wanted a bit further, so it was a good result as well. So fortunately, they're owned by the same owner, Ron Nairn, and he's put a lot of money into my stable and been a really generous supporter of me, and I'm glad to see he's getting a little bit of a result here with these two.
Minnesota, when does Lofty Strike come to the jump outs?
Bit tough to tell. I don't want to predict that just yet, Matty. I want to go through the process and make sure that we take one step at a time and make sure we tick off all those boxes before we start getting to jump outs and races and that kind of stuff.
Julius has got a horse that's Felgate. Cindy once had a horse called Walk on Air, which was
I remember it, a
monster. But Julius has got the biggest horse in the world at the moment. Tell us about the Turn Me Loose youngster, Julius. No, it is
funny.
The world's biggest horse.
He was the world's biggest two-year-old, I'll give you the tip. He was 17 hands as a two-year-old, and he's a big, big, big boy. So, yeah, he's just coming in from a spell now, so, we'll see how we go. He surprised me how he actually held together as a two-year-old. I didn't ever think that I'd get him anywhere close to a jump pot, and he almost made it. Then made a bit shinso, which I expected to happen a lot earlier. So we tipped him out, brought him back in, and he's developed further, if that's even possible.
All right, so the stand Walk on Air, Cindy, was how tall?
He was 17 hands, and he weighed 611 kilos.
So your two-year-old's already gone past 17 hands.
Well, I would be saying he's just over 17, yeah.
And can we top the 600-kilo mark?
Probably not. I'd say he's in the high 580, 590, somewhere there.
How big was Holy Roller?
About the same. Yeah. Yep.
Walk on Air was so big in the end that he actually got stuck in the barriers.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
We couldn't figure out how he used to get out so fast. Like, he used to fly the gates, but he'd squash himself up.
He was
get
coiled
it, like,
up
an advantage
and propel out.
Until the day that Stephen King rode him, I think it was a stakes race at Flemington, and he actually got stuck. So
it was only at Flemington. No one was watching.
That's right. Didn't matter. So then we put a barrier blanket on him. I think he won the blamey after that with the barrier blanket on. I think Danny Nicklick might have ridden him.
Well, Mick Dittman told me a funny story about Natsuki in the Melbourne Cup with Empire Rose, where every single part of Natsuki was in front of Empire Rose except for the schnoz. Yeah.
Well, she had a barrier extension.
Yeah, she was the biggest mare. I remember we raced against her, same story, in the what used to be the Dalgetty or the Lexus or whatever it is now, and it was Sea Legend, and same story. He was in front of her, but you could just see her surrounding him like a silhouette. He was like a little black silhouette on top of her.
Well, so Julius is going to present this freak show at some time in the next 6 months or so, hopefully. So we'll come and see the world's biggest horse.
Oh, that's going to be fun when I get into the races.
Does he fit in the barriers, Julius?
He's not bad. I thought we'd need the extension, but he managed to get himself in, and he jumped out good, which is great. So we were almost ready to get to a jump out, and then he went a bit sore. So, yeah, we'll see what lies ahead.
Julius, good luck with Lofty. And, Cindy, we're going to be following Stormbolt after watching that jump out and trial this morning. Good win on the weekend, do you reckon? Have you got anything else we should be backing coming up, Julius?
I like this filly that's going around on Thursday, at Sale. She debuted at Sandown on 2 weeks ago, I think, Moya Lass. I really have a lot of time for her. She's going to need some maturity as she goes through. She'll be a better four-year-old than she is three, but at this point in time, she's showing me a lot, and she's going to be looking for ground. So that race at Sale's a nice stepping stone for her before we look at something further.
Good luck, Julius. Cindy, may the winners keep coming. Great to catch up with both of you this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, lovely to see you back.